For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Hello, this is Nora Callahan with the November Coalition. Last week, I told the Drug Truth Network's audience about the upcoming statewide weekend workshop. We had attorneys, physicians, grassroots organizers from all over Washington together to share our needs and then create a solid plan for the future. One immediate project we're launching is a voter enfranchisement project and voter empowerment one, because there's no time to waste. People that have lost their right to vote need the rights back, and people that have the right to vote need to know we've got to start using what we have to get what we want. And we can vote. And those that cannot vote mustn't give up the right entirely, because bad law can change. So what we're doing now is finding people in our neighborhood. This is statewide, in our towns, our regions, that want the war on drugs ended and a plan for safer and stronger communities carved out. And what we did was find ties that could bind us with people from all walks of life. And what we want people to do nationwide is to share homes, hearth, food, and plans for a more just and fair future. Our futures depend on this kind of holistic organizing and gathering together. Thank you, Drug Truth Network, for teaching the truth about the fraud of the war on drugs and doing your part to bind a network of national volunteers together in a historical struggle. And remember, for day-to-day updates of November Coalition activities, visit us at that World Wide Web at november.org.
I have an answer to the absurd notion that the United States government leads the world in eternal drug war. Here are just a few passages from the United Nations Political Declaration on Global Drug Control. Drugs destroy lives and communities, undermine human development, and generate crime. In particular, drug abuse affects the freedom and development of young people, the world's most valuable asset. Drugs are a grave threat to the health and well-being of all mankind, the independence of states, democracy, the stability of nations, the structure of all societies, and the dignity and hope of millions of people. We, the states members of the United Nations, call for the strengthening of regional or sub-regional mechanisms for law enforcement authorities to deal with criminal organizations involved in drug offenses and related activities. It goes on and on. Look it up at www.un.org. This declaration makes it clear that across the globe, world leaders recognize the dangers of drug addiction and are fighting to end it. Drug legalization advocates conveniently forget to mention that when you advocate drug legalization, it's you against the world. This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.